The direction I believe we're headed in as a country is dangerous. I think it's a dangerous one. Yeah, I'm 39 years old. I've been in Lansing my entire life, in the south end of Lansing. Growing up here, you know, it was just a really diverse neighborhood. So, I mean, you have Black, white, Hispanic, you know, Asian, you have every group of people that all co-mingle with each other. And there just wasn't really any division growing up. Like, I had friends of all nationalities, I mean, all backgrounds. And it's like the last 4 years or so, it's kind of turned different. A moment when I realized, like, one of my friends was really like a Trumpian was 2018, and we had just been like hanging out. We was out at the bar and whatnot, and I think something came on the news, and that's kind of how it always starts.
It says thousands more children were possibly separated from their parents by immigration.
Hundreds of migrants from Central America attempted to storm the U.S. border, desperate to reach.
And I was just like, wow, that's disgusting. And his reference to me was like, well, don't you think we should lock the borders down? Like, don't you think this? And it was like, you know, that was like, wait a minute. We didn't talk for like a couple months, like seriously. But, you know, blissful ignorance sometimes is good. Like, sometimes you don't want to always know that the person sitting next to you that you love and that you care about is I don't know the best word to explain it, but just somebody who doesn't care or doesn't have any empathy for other people, so. I went and bought a trailer recently. I was riding through, like, the outskirts of Battle Creek right off of 69, and that's when I encountered like all the Trump stuff and Confederate flags, and I was riding through that and I was thinking, oh man, I don't want to go buy this trailer from this guy, like, what am I coming up on, you know, like all these biases crept out of me. And then the guy was super friendly, you know, and it was like I felt ashamed that I was thinking all this when I pulled up to it, and so made the transaction and it was all good and I left. And I was thinking, like, that guy, probably in a mob, would be very, very hostile. But by himself, he's a sweetheart, you know? How can we get more people to be like that in an environment that they can stand up and say, listen, I'm not gonna get into this mob mentality. Even my people, you know, like, everybody's just gotta stop that. Have conversation, and you come to find out that there may just be one thing we disagree on, but that's just the most powerful thing in our conversation, and there's so many other things we have in common. What's keeping me up at night? You know, the climate of the world, but most importantly, the climate of, like, our people, like the Black and brown community is really hurting. And watching, like, our leadership and the way that they handle it is scary. The qualities I would look for in a politician is just not to be a politician. We need human beings, like people up there. I don't want you to be a millionaire. I don't want you to be somebody who's been a career politician. Like, I want you to basically be a spokesperson for the people.